Over the past week, cool weather and scattered showers have delayed harvest progress throughout much of the region. Based in Park River, North Dakota, Midwest Consulting owner Dave Savani says the soybean harvest pace is now lagging.
We even have some edibles left in the field that haven't been gotten to. The moisture content has been high enough to make it difficult to bin anything. We are actually behind now after thinking we were going to be way ahead. And looking forward, conditions are not very promising. But we did get a good hard freeze on Saturday morning, so the vines at least will be much better to combine once we are able to get at them.
According to World Weather Incorporated, a potentially stronger weather system could allow for snow coverage in northern parts of North Dakota and Minnesota this weekend or early next week. With an above-average sunflower crop coming along, Savodny says that harvest will take priority ahead of any potential adverse weather.
A lot of it looks like it's ready to go, and certainly after the freeze, it's frozen hard enough to desiccate the remaining sunflowers. A lot of concern with the forecasted weather, so I would expect to see that crop also get started this week.
Stock integrity is also a concern in the corn crop.
Some of the really early dying, actually drought-stressed corn that died early has been harvested, and I think farmers are pushing hard to get that out of the field. They're looking forward at some potential questionable weather. Possibly a little wet snow and things in the longer-term forecast that has everybody on edge.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.